Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Today, Judith Kroll, a professor of psychology, linguistics, and women's studies at Pennsylvania State University, discusses the mental benefits of learning a second language.
Until recently, researchers assumed that monolingual speakers were the model subjects of study. Bilinguals were considered a special group of language users, much like patients with brain injury. In the past 20 years, this situation has changed dramatically with the realization that bilingualism is common in many places in the world. Bilinguals provide a unique opportunity to understand the way that language may shape the mind and the brain. What have we learned? Contrary to the belief that young children will be confused by exposure to more than one language, the research shows that exposure to two languages from birth enables children to recognize and distinguish speech in both languages. Bilingual children also benefit relative to monolingual children, particularly in tasks that require what I'll call mental juggling, taking different perspectives, ignoring irrelevant information, and switching from one task to the next. We are studying young adult bilinguals and collaborating with researchers elsewhere in the world to understand how bilinguals speak their two languages and how that experience produces benefits for cognition and the brain. We've shown that the two languages are always active. This activity puts the two languages in competition, but the cost of that competition is small relative to the benefits it appears to hold. When bilinguals speak with other bilinguals, they easily slip in and out of both languages, often selecting the word or phrase from the language that most clearly expresses their thoughts. Although both languages may be on the tip of their tongue, bilinguals rarely make a wrong choice. For a bilingual, selecting the language to speak is a form of mental exercise. The more exercise you get, the better off your brain may be as you age. So the bottom line is that bilingualism is good for you, and it's probably not too late to start now.
That was Pennsylvania State University's Judith Kroll. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.